Hello. All right, 5 minutes. That's not a lot of time. So, my name's Jarrett. I'm also a Southerner. You might not hear it because when I was a child, I decided not to let it come out. But I'm from Texas. I grew up there my whole life. It took 27 years to wise up and move up north. But I come from a very conservative, very, very Christian home. My grandfather was a Southern Baptist preacher all my life and all my mom's life. And, well, we were too, even though it was called non-denominational, but same thing. So I grew up in this house that was just so, Christianity was such a big part that the only calling for my life and my siblings' life was ministry. And that's really what I thought when I graduated high school, that I had no option. So anyway, that's a totally different story. When I was 20 years old, I came out to my parents for the first time. Growing up in church, didn't hear it directly, but I knew being gay was totally wrong. And so I went into the closet around age 6. It got deeper and darker. And when I hit 20 years old, I finally came out for the first time. And the way that I did this was saying, Mom, Dad, I want you to know that I struggle with homosexuality, but don't worry, because I'm going to go to a ministry and I'm going to change. And I did for 3 years. It was hardcore. Needless to say, it did not work. Here I stand before you. But, you know, even though I went in the closet when I was a child, that took it to a whole new level, and it became such darkness that I couldn't find my way anywhere. And after, 3 years of torment and 3 years of wanting to commit suicide, but thankfully that did not happen, I finally got out. It was a long road to get out. It's still a road to get out. Coming out doesn't just mean that, hey, I'm gay and I'm okay with it. It's so much more than that. But what I learned since, and this is such an abridged version, but what I learned since coming out the second time, which was the typical, this is how it is, either get on board or get over it, was love. And it's been a long, long road to learn love. Learning to love myself, learning to love other people. Even though this is something I was taught from birth in the church, it was taught through rose-tinted glasses. And in the South, what you might not know, or maybe you do, is that there is a protocol for everything. And in my family, everything fits the mold, or it gets shoved under the rug, and we don't talk about it at all. Unless someone is very strong-willed, like I am, which my mother prayed for. Don't pray for that if you're a parent, because you don't realize what you're going to get. And coincidentally, I was born on Thanksgiving, so I remind her to be thankful all the time. But again, I digress. So in this journey of love, it's been intense and it's been amazing, especially the last few years, because I became friends with some of the most amazing people who were also Christian, but also totally 100% secure in their sexuality. And that's been a really difficult thing for me to get past, because for 24 years, I was ingrained to believe one way, and to undo all that is really quite difficult. But I can say that it's happening quickly, and it's successful. But it's just been amazing. And then coming up here has been such a great thing, too, because getting out of the South, I think, was one of the best things I ever did. I always told my mom whenever I was little, I'm going to move up north. Just watch. One day I'm going to move up north. And they never liked the idea, but lo and behold, it happened. And since I moved up here, it's been great, because the thing about the Northwest is that it's weird. and it's nothing like Texas, and it took me a while to get over that, because I didn't realize how judgmental I was until I got up here. But it's been great, and I've totally changed for the better. And I guess I don't know what the best way to leave it with, but I guess to say that there's never a time where we stop growing. And even whenever we think we hit the mark of saying, I love everyone, there's going to be somebody who comes across your path that you're going to have to grow some more. So just get ready for that. But it's possible, and it'll happen. And I thank you for this time to talk, and I hope that it helped. I don't know. I hope it was encouraging. Thanks.